sense. And we were always very excited when Karti came around. And the excitement was very much, of course, sitting in front of or dancing in front of Krishna Balaram, give up sweets or something like that for a month. So the day before Kartik began, I was discussing with a few friends about what our Kartik Vrata would be, and give up sweets or this or that. And one devotee said, why don't you make a very interesting Kartik Vrata? And I said, what would that be? And he said, why don't you not criticize any devotees for the whole month? And I thought, this is a great idea. So I made that my Kartik Vrata, and I probably lasted 10 minutes. Because these type of things, or at least I could say for myself, so easily just slip from the heart to the tongue. And really, the criticism of devotees, it really gets in the way of our developing of Krishna consciousness. So we should be very careful, especially in the Kartik month, to smile at everyone and appreciate the service that they're doing, and also try to see the bhakti that someone is offering to Krishna, because that's the way that Krishna sees. Bhava Grahi Janardana. But this isn't what I speak about really. It was just the beginning of what I wanted to say. I wanted to say that the Kartik is really meant for remembering Krishna. And we can remember Krishna, but it should be done understanding something about Krishna. When I say understanding something about Krishna, I mean that he is so special. He's so sweet. He's so beautiful. He's so effulgent. He's so clever. He's so charming. He charms everyone's heart who sees him. He captures the consciousness of everyone in Vrindavan. And everyone in Vrindavan, all the Brijbasis, just have one thing, one person on their mind, and it is Krishna. He's captivated them so much. Yashoda Maya, to save Krishna from one drop of perspiration, one drop of perspiration, she's willing to die a million deaths. 10 million deaths. She cooks. The cowherd boys play. They're concerned about Krishna. The gopis dance. They dress themselves for Krishna's pleasure. Everything is simply Krishna, 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 Krishna. And Kartik Mas, the month of Kartik, is meant for us to take steps forward in falling in love with Krishna and becoming attracted to the all-attractive one by chanting his names, by hearing his pastimes, and by trying to deeply understand something about how attractive Krishna is and how much the Brijbasis actually have given themselves to him. I thought of, when I think of Kartik month, I think of some major festivals also. And I just wanted to mention a few of the different occasions in Kartik that we all honor and take part in. The first one I wanted to say something about from a little bit of a different point of view, in one sense, is the appearance of Sri Radhakund. So we know how Radhakund is manifested, but what's the beginning? What's the cause in the Leela of the manifestation of Radhakund? It actually begins with Kamsa sending one of his greatest demons, Asura, Aristasura, who's in the shape of a bull, the symbol of dharma, of religion, religiosity. So this Aristasura was so angry, not at all dharmic, but so angry and coming with the purpose of killing Krishna. So he entered, he was huge as a great hill. And he entered the land of Braja, wanting to disturb everyone. Krishna's mood at that particular time, on that particular day, was to dance with the gopis. He wanted to disrupt Krishna's pastimes. So he entered Vrindavan roaring like an angry lion almost, like a bull, challenging everyone, stomping on the earth, roaring. He was killing cows. He went into the pasturing grounds. He went into the village of Nandagaon. Disturbing, causing great distress to everyone. And in a moment, Krishna ran forward. The cowherd men actually came out with their sticks because he was causing so much trouble. And Krishna, with his cowherd boyfriends, just stood in front. He ran in front of the cowherd men, saying, "So you want to challenge me? Here I am." And the bull roared. Aristasura roared. And Krishna roared back just like a bull. And he began laughing. And he was with Sridham. And he just casually put his arm on Sridham's shoulder and started saying, come. You want to challenge me? Come. And laughing. And all the coward boys began laughing at this bull demon. And the bull rushed forward with his horns down, very powerful, rushing towards Krishna, trying to kill him. And Krishna just laughed, and the boys laughed. And Krishna was thinking, this bull has no prema. I'm not going to play with him. So he decided to quickly kill him. So he grabbed him by those horns that were meant to stick and kill Krishna and threw him so far away. That's the part of the pastime that I wanted to tell. That Krishna thought he has no prema, no affection for me. So I won't play with him. I'll just kill him. The result of this pastime is Radhakund, Shyamakund. But yet, just understand something about the character and the nature of Krishna and how the cowherd boys were so confident that they could laugh in the greatest danger because they were assured of the protection of Krishna always. Full confidence. Another pastime. Yeah, of course, one of the most famous pastimes is Damodar Leela, and this occurred in the month of Kartik. And we all know the story, the pastime of how Mother Yashoda was churning butter and thinking and chanting about Krishna. And Krishna woke up crying and he ran to her and he pulled on her sari and she stopped the churning and began to feed him her breast milk. And then the milk pot was boiling over. The milk was meant for Krishna. And Mother Yashoda had went over to turn down the flame and save that milk that was meant for Krishna. But Krishna wanted her attention only on him. And he became angry and broke the pots. And then Mother Yasoda finally caught him. And there's so many wonderful aspects of this Leela, but I just wanted to mention one, that this pastime is famous, and Kartik is famous, because it shows how Mother Yasoda was struggling so much to tie him up, and she couldn't tie him up because his belly is unlimited, and how can you circumscribe or go around something that's unlimited, no matter how many ropes or limited things you have, one cannot capture the unlimited until he sees, well, we hold up our two fingers because of the Purushrama, the work, and also the Kripa. But it was the love of Mother Yasoda, and that's the pastime. The love of Mother Yasoda had captured Krishna and allowed her to tie him up and capture him. We shouldn't forget that the goal is love for Krishna, prema, paramartho, mahan. A third pastime. Is Gopastami. When Krishna, for the first time, takes out the cows, he became a cowherd boy. Before, he was a calfherd boy. And Krishna was so, the way he organized this, because he was still so young and the cows are so big comparatively. So one day, Abhinandana's wife saw Mother Yashoda, and she was in anxiety. She was in anxiety because her little boy, who she considered still had her breast milk on his mouth, so little and so young. She considered that this little boy wants to take care of the big cows. That's dangerous. Her thoughts were only for him. But Abhinandana's wife said, he is not an ordinary boy, nor is Balaram ordinary. He is like the tilak mark on the community of the cowherd men. You should let him do this. She had noted that he was growing older gradually. Of course, he was no longer a little boy, but he was still so small. But her love for him, in one sense, prevented her to see him as anything other than her little boy. And then very soon after that, in the assembly of Nandamaras, when all the cowherd men had come together to speak about whatever was important for them, whatever was important for the cowherd community, and Krishna was there. And Krishna was speaking to Nandamaras' two younger brothers, Nandana and Sunanda. And he was whispering to them. And Nandamaraj was there. And he saw that they were discussing very, very secretly something. And Nandamaraj called Sunanda and said, what was Krishna speaking to you about? He doesn't speak to me in that way. When he speaks, sees me, he's like this. But with you, he's so intimate and close. And Sunanda said, well, that's natural because you're his father and your duty is to train him and teach him. And naturally, he's respectful to you. We don't train him. We just love him. And Nandamaraj said, well, what was he talking to you about? And Sunanda said, no, I shouldn't talk about it. No, please tell me, what was Krishna speaking to you about? Remember, he's this beautiful little boy who is effulgent like sapphire jewels. He's charming everyone. Everyone's attention is always on him. He's so beautiful with his lotus eyes and curly hair, but yet so little. No, what was he telling you? No. What was he telling you? Please tell me. He was saying that why does my illustrious father not allow us to take out the cows? Krishna is so clever in his dealings. He's the most expert politician, even when he's a little boy. So Yashoda, Maya, and Nanda Maharaj, they got together and they discussed, and they found an auspicious day, the Ashtami of the Sukla, of the waxing moon, where they would allow Krishna to take out the cows, and all of Braja came together with a great festival. For 3 days, no one worked, everyone was just sacrifices, and the whole, all of Braj was lit, and just like with a huge festival, there was music. They held a sacrifice on one day, and all the cows were there. All the calves were there, all the bulls were there, because although he was just supposed to take out the cows, and previously he was taking out the calves, but the calves would not say, okay, now it's the cow's turn. No, they were so attracted to Krishna. The bulls would not let Krishna go, because it's completely natural that everyone becomes attracted to Krishna, because he's so full of affection. So the Brahmins performed the sacrifice. All the cowherd men were there. All the cows were there. Krishna came forward. Nanda Maharaj presented him with a jeweled stick for the herding of the cows, not for the hitting of the cows, but for the herding of the cows. Yashoda Maya came and put tilak on him. And then it was the time. It was the time. I don't know if there are any cowherd boys here, but the cowherd boys make these sounds. I can't imitate it in this life, but like I've seen it, I've heard it, but I can't do it. Like gee, gee, gee. And there's some sounds that let's go forward, some sounds stop, some sounds go left, some sounds go right. And the Krishna made those sounds. The cowherds were all facing him, and they wouldn't move, because they wouldn't turn their backs on Krishna and just leave. So then Krishna slowly walked where the elders were, and he walked in front of the cows, and he made those sounds, and the cows just followed him, and everyone in Braj followed Krishna. Mother Yashoda came out again and again and again and said, please take care of him. Balaram, you stand in front. Sridham on the left. Sudham on the right. Dhamma on behind him. Don't leave him for a second. He's naughty. Yes, mother. Yes, mother. Yes, mother. She turned. They walked out a little bit and she came back again. Now make sure that he doesn't do anything naughty. Make sure he doesn't get lost. Yes, mother, yes, mother. Make sure he has enough to eat. Yes, mother, yes, mother. She went back, and 2 seconds later, again and again, and finally Krishna paid his obeisances to her and said, mother, please go back. Nanda Maharaj came out, the gopis came out, and the cowherd boys are thinking, when is our time to be with Krishna? So eventually they left, and this is described in the 15th chapter of the 10th canto, which is an amazing chapter of the 10th canto, where Krishna enters the Vrindavan forest for the first time. So it was the time, and it's hard for a hard-hearted person like me to imagine, but it was time for everyone in the town of Vrindavan to cry, because they wouldn't see Krishna till he returned at the time of dusk, and they were crying and crying. But it was the time for the coward boys to be so happy because they would be with Krishna. And it was the time for the animals in the Vrindavan forest and the trees to be rejoicing, because now was their time to be with Krishna. So everyone has their time in spiritual life to cry and joyous and cry and joyous. When Krishna's there, we learn to be joyous. And when we're missing Krishna, we learn to cry. And another occurrence, of course, here we're so close to Giriraj Govardhan, and Govardhan Leela is so wonderful, because Krishna did so many things. He taught Indra, and he gave shelter to all the Brijbasis. There's two Leelas in Vrindavan that the Brijbasis love so much. Kaliya, even though that Leela causes them pain, because Kaliya had grabbed Krishna in his coils, and they were in so much anxiety. They weren't in anxiety about themselves, they were in anxiety only about Krishna. This is Braj. It's all about Krishna. And in the material world, it's all about me, 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 me. But the only problem is, as I'm fond of saying, I can't convince any other person to think that way, that it's all about me. That's the material world. But in Braj, it's all about Krishna. So Krishna lifted up the hill, we all know, little finger of left hand, and he told the Brijbasis, you come under this hill and don't worry. Don't worry that it will fall from my hand. Don't worry about anything. And the Brijbasis simply focused their consciousness, their eyes, everything on Krishna for those days under the hill. And they were in ecstasy, focusing on Krishna, taking shelter of Krishna. That is Kartik Mas. And the last pastime that I will mention is, before this pastime occurred, Govardhan, Krishna's lifting Govardhan Hill, Govardhan Leela, was the most cherished, happy pastime of Krishna, the most wonderful festival we used to observe. But then just 4 days after that, after we observed it, Srila Prabhupada left this world. And we can't help, when happy Govardhan Leela comes around, we can't help but remembering that just in a few days, it'll be a time to be very sad and missing Srila Prabhupada and discussing with the devotees about the unique thing that Srila Prabhupada did, the very unique mission. Just consider, we all know the story so well. He walked off the boat. The Jaladuta saying that I did not know whether to go left or right with 40 rupees, from the 40 rupees. And yet, because of his boldness, because of his bravery, because of his wanting to serve, because of his sacrifice. There was one talk I heard, a morning walk recently, when he was speaking to some of his disciples on a morning walk, and he said, I don't want to even tell you how much suffering I've gone through in my life, how difficult it was. But yet, empowered by his serving mood to his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, empowered by his love of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Advaita Garadha, Srivasari Gaur, for out of his full faith in the Bhagavatam and the holy names of Krishna, and knowing that this world was descending into such darkness, and it's descended so much more into that darkness since the time when Prabhupada got off the Jaladutta. Such dangerous darkness, such dangerous ignorance. And yet, he did it so bravely, and he gave us all an opportunity to observe Kartik Mas. When he said that the devotees should come to the dams, to Sita Mayapur and Sri Vrindavan, they should use their time wisely. And that is the message that especially His Holiness Satchinanda Maharaj will now instruct us on. The importance of using our time wisely, intelligently, purposefully, intentionally during the month of Kartik, in remembering Krishna, in chanting, in serving. Chanting is serving also. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. So I would like to ask Maharaj to please tune us in to Kartik Mas.